Joshua chapter 4. We'll begin reading in verse number 1. Just
thank God for the man of God, man of the Lord, be obedient to God. Coming up the road, I about 6 o'clock, I said, well, Lord, it's awful early, but I just feel like going on to church. Who knows? Might get there early, and they won't start early. We'll just go at it. It'd be all right with me. Felt like a whole racehorse, you know, at the gate, pawing, ready to go, you know. Just waiting for the bell, you know. If you found your place, we'll stand together tonight as we read from the Word of God. Joshua chapter number 4. And beginning in verse number 1, the Bible said, it came to pass when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command you them, saying, take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm 12 stones, and you shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take you up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? Then you shall answer them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it passed over Jordan, and the waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. You may be saved.
That's all right.
God would help me tonight. I'd like to preach a little while on what mean you by these stones. You'll have some stones in your life that reminds you of where you've been, and some things that God has done in your life. I thought about some of the things that the Lord's done in my life, and I thought about stones of repentance. And I'll tell you something. Hey, God, you better have you a place that you can go back to and know that right there's where God saved you and birthed you and the family of God. Amen. And God, I got to thinking about the place tonight while I was ironing my shirt. And God, back there, didn't get her ironed. And God, brought beside myself. And was afraid to shave for about an hour. Amen. Hey, thank God, I'm glad I got a place. And I know the Lord birthed me in the family of God.
Yeah.
I thought about old Aaron Joshua, chapter 24, where Joshua told the children of Israel, how fear the Lord and serve Him, and should serve Him in truth. Put away the gods of your fathers, have served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord.
That's the Lord.
He said, if it's evil unto you, serve the Lord, choose you this day, whom you will serve.
Lord, bless
you tonight. And they said, well, hey, thank God, God, He is the Lord, and we will serve Him. Joshua said, you can't serve Him.
That's
He ain't gonna let you live out your living.
Amen.
He ain't gonna let you sin and get by with it.
No, sir.
Thank God you're serving, and then you'll turn on it, and God will have to turn on you and do you evil.
Come on.
Thank God. Hey, I want to tell y'all something. You can't serve Him just any old way.
No, serving.
He said, serve Him in sincerity and in truth. Fear the Lord.
I
ain't no fear of the Lord in this day.
Amen.
Listen,
I've got a place. And if you keep on reading in chapter 24, I ain't gonna read all that. But if you keep on reading there, Joshua says, you shall be witnesses against yourself that you have chosen the Lord. And Shechem to serve the Lord. Thank God that you have chosen him to be your God. And then he set up a stone and he said, this stone has heard all the words and it'll be a witness against you.
Amen. Yeah.
I'm glad I got a place.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'll go about it tonight. I tried to get ready to come over here. I got to thinking about when the Lord saved me. Now I hope a preacher doesn't got you stirred up about when you got saved.
Bless it, Lord.
I was getting tore up over her. Thinking about the night God saved me. And I got to thinking about it. And you know, I remember 19-year-old, I've been under conviction for a long time. And God been dealing with me. And I told him over at the motel room tonight, I said, Lord, you didn't owe me nothing.
Right?
Or be in hell tonight.
Come on.
I'm going to tell you something. Hey, God, he's saving a dog like me. He's saving anybody.
Come on.
I thought about tears. My son Caleb got married a couple of years back. They have one of them. You know, where they come in there and give them gifts and stuff. I can't remember what it's called now. But they was giving them one of them showers. That's what it's called. They give them a bridal shower, wedding shower. There at the home church, my family. Once where I grew up, the church there, you know. And so we went to the home church. And their fellowship cow hall's kind of over on the side. And you have to go through the vestibule, go across over there. And they have these chairs that sit out in the front in the foyer. And they took him nice chairs over there for him and his wife. To be to sell in, how you know it? So after everything is all over with, I turn them chairs back out there, and back there on the back, at the back of the aisles, there's a door on each side, double doors, and in them doors, there's a glass cross, you know, in them doors. And I went by that aisle over there, and turned that first chair, I looked through the windows, and I looked down there, and I spotted that place, the where God saved me from Jake, about 3 or 4 miles on the side. Hey, God, something got to stir it up down there.
Yeah.
Hey, God, got to move it down there.
Yes.
There's something down there that's going.
Yes, come on.
Now, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Hey, God, I went over and set that chair down. Went back out there and get that up. And I walked back up to look down in there again. Boy, next thing I know, that chin got to quiver. I got to thank you about that time. When the Lord come down to these places of this world.
Yeah.
I'm down at the end, preacher.
Yes, sir.
I'm going as far down as I can go. Now the Lord come down there. Hey, I heard one old preacher say, grace is like water. It runs down to the lowest depths.
Bless the Lord. Yeah.
I went off got that other chair. Off that thing by there went past that. Look down there again. Set that old chair down. Come back through there and I said, well, Lord, that's about enough of this. I popped them doors open, nobody right. I went down there, filled it out about where God saved me. I can't get exactly where it was because they saw the change. You know, the pulpit a little bit. The boy, I got to think about that night. I said, thank you, Lord, right here. I'll never forget it. It'll be 30 years. The next man, next year, and y'all not be 187 for the Lord's sake. Thank God.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. Somebody talk you in some little old something in a Bible school.
Bless you. Come on, preacher.
Read you some little old prayer.
Come on, man.
You repeat some little old prayer. Listen, you better have one.
Amen.
Somebody say, oh, do you believe Romans road? Do you believe that you confess in your mouth? Believe in your heart. Oh, hey, I could have quoted them verses to you. I grew up in church. I knew them verses. The night I got saved as well, come down there with his Bible, opened up his Bible and said, now, hell, you believe it? I said, yeah, I believe it. You know I believe it.
Yes.
I believe that all my life.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the boy.
Mm-hmm. He said, what you want me to do? What you want me to do? I said, pray.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I said, come on, I got to get saved.
Yeah.
I got to get saved.
Come on.
Yeah. He closed his Bible and got out of the way and just went and prayed.
Lord. Yes.
Oh, you can't do it. I said, pray.
Yeah.
Thank God. He didn't say repeat. He said repeat. He said, if you accept to repent, you shall. Oh,
amen.
Oh, amen. If you repent of your sin, you change from what you are.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You know what? I thought when I first got saved, started preaching. You know, somebody said, well, do I have to quit drinking to get saved? And I thought, no, Lord, won't you just like you are? That ain't right. That ain't right. You're going to have to quit drinking to get saved.
Amen.
You might quit drinking the week before, or you might just quit drinking on your way down now, or you might not even quit till you get the dog.
Yeah.
But you don't have to quit or you get in.
Yes.
That's right. Well, you go home and pull that little refrigerator open, see them Budweiser's in there. You just go ahead and mark her down that preacher cell. Ain't
not
to it.
Come on.
Hey,
mate.
Oh,
come on, preacher. Hey, mate. Oh, that's right. Hey, God. If he didn't save you out of it, he didn't save you in it. That's what you want.
Oh, that's it.
Yes.
Thank God. Hey, you better have your place.
Yeah.
Hey, you might have your place. You can take a devil back to every now.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes,
listen.
I don't care how spiritual you think you are. There'll be a day your devil will try to make you doubt it.
Oh, yes,
I don't care how long you've been preaching. There'll still be a day your devil will come around try to make you doubt it.
Yes, sir.
You better have a place you can go back to.
Yeah.
Stay right there and remember what God did right there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's it.
Hey, you better have a place to take your flesh back to.
Yeah.
That's it, Lord.
Sometimes you're going to take old Bell back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hey, sometimes I got to get old Bell by the nap of the neck. Back him down there. Say, old buddy, you remember right there where God saved us? Now quit acting like that.
Amen. Come on, preacher.
Oh, that's it, Lord.
That's right.
Yes,
hey, you better have your place. You'll say, well, now, preacher, you know, hey, I know this lady. I knew the pastor. I didn't know the lady that well. But she's up in years, and she had this little piece of paper. And the preacher got preaching on salvation and true salvation. And she got sick one day after he had preached on the message, you know. She got sick in her stomach all of a sudden. So she couldn't make it. And she called a preacher the next day. She said, preacher, won't you come down here fast? She said, I'm dying. He said, what's the matter with you? She said, I don't know. Won't you come pray with me? He went down there. Don't pray with me. He said, sister, what's the matter with you? She said, preacher, I'm dying. I don't know what's wrong with you, but I'm dying. And he said, I mean, you're running a fever? She said, no, I don't think so. Said, your head hurting? No, I don't think so. Said, your stomach hurting? No, I don't think so. Said, where's your heart? Said, well, it really ain't hurting. Ain't nothing really wrong. I ain't throwing it up. Ain't no diarrhea, no nothing, you know. Just you know, no dizziness or anything. Said, I don't think my blood pressure's up. Said, I feel like I'm dying. Preacher perceived that she was under conviction. And the preacher said, well, sister, have you ever been born again? She said, oh, yeah, preacher. And she went and got her Bible. And she pulled a piece of paper out in front of her Bible. And she said, see right here. And here's what it read. It said, this certifies that had a blank there, had her name in, that she had been baptized into the church upon her perfection and faith.
Yeah.
And the preacher signed.
Come on.
He said, bitch, I know I'm saved. Look here.
Come on, preacher.
You say, preacher, that's foolishness. Hey, hold up, people. Hold on a whole lot less than that.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's the Lord.
And preacher said, give me that piece of paper. She said, no, preacher, you can't have my paper. She said, when I go to bed and I said, I put it on my pajamas in case I die in my sleep so my children are not. Hey, y'all tell me about that more open.
Come on.
I don't know how many funerals I've preached through the years. Children say, well, I hope Mama got in them.
Come on.
Well, I hope Daddy got in. I don't know, preacher. I hope. I'm going to tell y'all something. Your children can't see that no more than that.
Come on, son.
Oh, there's something bad wrong with
you. Yeah.
That's
it. I'm going to tell you what a lot of children see. They see one thing out the church house.
Come on.
Amen.
Oh, that's it. Oh,
that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the car on the way home.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Hollywood ain't got the best actors.
No, no sir.
I think the church house has got the best actors.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I can't say for 65 years and die in their sin.
Yeah, come on.
That's
annoying. Preacher meeting one time. Well, I've never been to a story anyway. I keep carrying around maybe I'll miss. That's preacher revival meeting one time. One of them meeting my brother was talking about last night. Went for 2 weeks. We just saw it. I mean, we were supposed to go a week. And he said, can you come back over a week? I said, sure. I come on back. I said, I can't be here Sunday morning. I preached my church. Went back up there on Sunday night. Preached. And then Lenore, North Carolina. And I don't know why I always remember this, but it's on Tuesday night of the second week. I sat up on the front row of the choir was singing. And this elderly lady come down, sat beside me. She said, preacher, I'm 65 years old. I've been a member of this church since I was 13 years old. She said, I've taught the children in Sunday school. I've sang in the choir all my life. But I don't know Jesus like you're talking
about. Come on.
Oh, that's what you do, preacher. I said, right there would be a good place to meet him.
Yes,
right.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yeah.
That 65-year-old woman got an altar. Thank God I'm most of the preacher and his wife come down here. We already got to pray over that woman. When she come up, gloriously saved, her 85-year-old mama's yelling all over the house.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't care how old you are. I don't care what your mama's name was. I don't care what your daddy preached. Hell, you ain't never been more than
Yes, sir.
Oh, don't matter if you got a preacher certificate on your wall or your stuff.
No, sir.
I think there's a whole lot of them. So-called surrender to preach.
Yeah.
That's probably duped in their salvation.
Yeah.
And when God dealt with them about their salvation, they thought, well, he must be calling me to preach.
Bless him, Lord.
Now, all our young boys will testify real hot.
Yeah.
Some old long tongue Susie thinks she's a prophetess. And she'll go up to her and she'll say, when are you going to start preaching?
Come on.
I wish that young man had enough godly sense of hell to say, hush your mouth. I'll wait on God.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And if he calls, I'll preach. If he don't, I won't.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of them need to do just like Eli told Samuel.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of them need to go back way back.
Yeah.
That's wait on God to call.
Yeah.
Mine was called to me. And a preacher sometimes talks to me.
Yeah, he does.
Bless me, Lord. God help me. I'm trying to hurry. I promise. I'm going to tell you we're living in a day. God help us.
All right.
We're living in a day where they whole lot of them been fooled by so many things.
Right? Yes, sir.
I'll get back to the story now.
Bless me, Lord.
Heavenly woman finally one Sunday morning come back to church. Preacher preached. It wasn't a bit hot, don't you know? He said, Brother Dillon, it's just strong conviction in the service. He said, that woman come down that side, got on that altar, had her Bible, she just cleaved it to me. He said, I got down there and I said, sis, what's the matter with you? He said, preacher, I'm lost. I've been just saved. He said, where's that piece of paper at? She pulled that thing out of that Bible, and right there in front of her face, that preacher took it and tore it. He said, I want you to watch me. He said, that right there is what that's worth.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
he said, that right there almost took you to hell.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what are you hanging on? You say, oh, preacher, they hurt me years ago. Who cares?
Yeah, come on.
Hey, nobody hurt you like they hurt him.
No, sir. That's right.
Hey, nobody done you as violent they did him.
No, sir.
Huh?
Bless him.
Oh. And still he opened up his mouth. Amen. And he spake no word. But as I was found dumb before the shooters.
Yeah.
He went right to the cross.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Pour every bit of it because of our sin.
Bless him.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That woman got saved that morning. I was preaching a Bible meeting in that same church in Lenora a few years later. And I'll never forget one night I preached a message similar to this, I guess. And at the end of the service, I was standing down in front of the communion table, just one aisle up the middle, and I was talking to the pastor, and I said, "Who's that young lady right there?" He said, "Oh, that's so-and-so, preacher so-and-so's wife." Said, he pastors over wherever it was. And said, they come over here to meetings, whenever we have meetings sometimes. I said, "Has she ever been saved?" He said, "Well, preacher, I don't know." I said, "Well, just to be honest with you, I said, the Lord just burned my heart about her while I was preaching. You know, sometimes that happens."
Yes.
Yeah.
Bless you, preacher. You're all right.
Some of y'all think you're hiding things from the Lord, you know.
Come on.
Preacher, he won't preach to you very long. He'll bear some time to doubt about you.
Yes, amen. Right.
Ain't it amazing, Brother James, how he's a praying today, evidently. And I asked not God hooked him up right there where I was preaching at. I thought he's just going to go ahead and preach it. I was about to tell him, just go on preach, brother. Hang on, I don't have to. You're right there. Dig on in, y'all.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
God. Amen.
Thank
you. Amen. Thank you. I asked you about that woman. She went on about you and her husband.
Mm.
Come back to meeting next time. Pastor Dave, Brother David said, "Brother Dave, you ain't going to believe what happened this time." I said, "What happened?" He said, "I got home, the phone was ringing."
Mm.
He said, "I went in there and got it and said, 'Is that young preacher boy?'"
Mm.
Said, "Brother, Brother David, don't tell you what happened tonight." He said, "We was on the way home from your meeting." He said, "It's about an hour drive."
Mm.
He said, "We hadn't even got halfway." He said, "My wife said, 'Honey, you're going to have to pull over.'"
Ooh.
He said, "What's the matter? You sick? You going to pull up or something?" He said, "Now they go to rest there. What would it do?" She said, "No! I'm lost and I'm going to hell!"
Yeah!
On the side of the road. And she called on God right there. And I'm born again.
Yeah!
Hallelujah! I don't know where you come from. It's that part of that I say to you. It must be born
again. Amen.
Hey, you know what? Sidestep.
No, sir.
You don't have to get born
again. Amen.
I went pastor the church. I pastored 14 years. I went there not knowing some things. You know, young, dumb, still dumb, not just not young. I went there. I didn't know some things. Boy, I tell you what, the list of questions just keeps getting bigger that I need to ask you. And another church talks to me, you know. And come to find out, on this Sunday they had what's called Youth Sunday.
Oh, man.
I didn't have a problem with that if it's done right. And, I changed and did it right. Amen. But what they're doing to you just took over service, did whatever they wanted to do.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
They didn't have no preaching.
Oh, man.
I didn't find out about it until Saturday night, before fifth Sunday. First fifth Sunday, I was there. I'd done been there about 3 months.
Mm.
I found out on Saturday night. The fellow said, "Preacher, where are you going to church tomorrow?" I said, "Well, I'll be right there. Welcome home where I'm pastor." "Hey, what are you talking about? You bumped your head, you know, something." He said, "Well," I said, "they didn't tell you." He said, "Fifth Sunday's your Sunday off. You don't have to come." I said, "What are you talking about, brother?" He said, "Well, I'm in charge of the youth." He said, "We're going to do a little skit tomorrow instead of having preaching."
Oh, man.
God damn.
Oh.
I said, "You going to do what?" He said, "We're going to have a little skit tomorrow." I said, "Well, I'll tell you what.
Bless
I'll be there tomorrow. We'll have a discussion about this."
Yes,
I know, man. Thank God.
Yeah.
Before I ever got up done that little skit. Oh, next thing I know, I done hit the pulpit. Anyway, I didn't give him a chance. I figured I was pastoring. That's my pulpit.
Yeah.
And if I won't preach, I preach it all. I won't preach.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's right.
Hey, man, ain't that right?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God I went in and went to preaching. That old boy kind of aggravated. I tell him, "That's all right." My man all over, and I get all the call. You 70-year-old mama that ain't never been in church walked out and got born again. I said, "Wonder what she'd have done with me."
Yeah!
Oh, hey, come on! by the foolishness of preaching. The same thing. Yeah. Yeah. They're going to have to pray
and
interact. Amen.
Amen.
Listen,
we kept having youth Sunday, but I tell you what we did. I let a young preacher preach every youth Sunday.
Right.
I said, that's the only thing we're going to do different. I said, I'm going to run fine, too.
Amen.
Amen. They will not suffer from the saints.
Come on.
You sure don't have no game to skip and play.
Come on. Yeah,
we don't have all that garbage. We got enough playing around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Oh.
Never really been that
way. Bless you.
Come on.
Well,
down in your mind, in your heart, have you gone back to that place?
Bless you, bless you.
I was up here preaching one time down here. I don't even know if I think I was at Placco.
Preaching for you, sir. And I remember I went with Brother James. Took me over and showed me where you got saved.
That house is gone.
Yeah.
But there's a bush growing there.
About where he got saved. And he could bring it right about to the spot. He said, that bush is growing right about where I got it. Mark the spot.
Yeah.
And you better have your place.
Yes.
That's right. That military place told me about preaching a meeting somewhere. Said, or he maybe heard about it. I don't know, but he told the story. He said, they're singing that song, you know, glory, glory, glory. Somebody said, and they say it's on Mondays, on Tuesdays, on Wednesdays. And whenever they come to your day, that you'd stand up the day you got saved, you know. Said, this one old fella stood up back there, all over with on his cane. He said, well, brother preacher, he said, I don't know what day it was, but it's hard on Sunday because daddy don't let us plow on Sunday. He said, but I remember getting down between my hand and the plow of that plow behind them.
Yeah!
And calling on God.
Well,
hey, you better have
that's
your place.
Right. Glory!
That's an old.
Yes!
That you have that born again.
Oh.
You may not know what time it was. Huh? Hey, you may not even know the address. But you know about the spot.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Great God. I don't know if I'm going to get to preach it all.
Oh, bless it.
I might just stay right here.
Oh, bless it.
Somebody don't have a place.
Yeah, pretty good.
Say somebody. You need your place.
Amen.
Say, preacher, I'm awful young. I've got plenty of time.
You know, I'll never forget you. I don't guess. I don't have any times I've used this illustration.
Bless it, Lord.
For years, preaching.
Yes,
I'll never forget my hometown, a little picture on the front paper, front page. There's a yellow line down the middle of the middle, a double yellow line. The little boy's high top t-shirt laying right beside it. And the story beneath it, this little 12-year-old boy got off the school bus, got on his bicycle going down to Grandma's house. The tractor trailer come over the hill and plowed him until he killed him. He's about 12 years old. I don't know how old you are tomorrow, this evening, but you're not guaranteed tomorrow.
That's right.
You don't have a place. I'm going to tell you something. You don't even quit. Wait till I quit preaching, because I don't give invitations anyhow. The Holy Ghost does.
Right.
And if he's a woman, you just bypass me. Hey, God, you can just bypass me and come to the altar.
Yeah.
You can get born again while I'm preaching.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, don't have to wait on us to sing or us to play or us to say, come on, or us to say, stand and bless, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You can run to the altar now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bless the name of the Lord.
Oh Lord, you got a place.
Bless you,
Lord. Amen.
And you're saying, y'all can shout it out.
Bless you, Lord.
Which I remember him. I remember him.
Well, they put so much on the date. I don't tell you what, friend, just because you got a date written in your Bible don't mean nothing to me.
No, sure.
They don't mean nothing to God either. They put so much stock in that, friend. You better have your spot you can remember in your mind.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I know the Lord saved me.
Yes. Right.
I will never forget if that preacher preached that. I don't know why I remember all this, but I do.
That's the Lord.
You don't even have to remember what the preacher preached before I forget.
That's right. Amen. See, and I thought it wasn't ever going to quit, because I thought I had to wait for limitations.
If I'd known you'd have to wait for limitations, Jimmy, if I'd known you'd have to wait till it started playing just as I am, I could have got saved on his first point, probably.
He had a 3-point message.
True.
Ye must repent.
Amen.
You stand and scrap with me with his finger in my face, preaching a man he never left the podium.
Thank God.
I knew who he was talking to.
Yeah,
I was working third shift. That morning I got in, and I said, Mama, I ain't going to go to church this morning. I'm going to try to rest, and I got to go back in tonight. I was working 7 days a week in a cotton mill. And boy, I laid in that bed. We didn't have air conditioning. But back then, I had the windows roll out, and I laid in the bed trying to sleep. Boy, there wasn't no sleep coming. Wasn't no sleep coming. I got miserable. I got so bad I was afraid to drive to work.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I had to be at work at 11:45 at night. And I'd been going out that 2-lane road. That boy put that big 4-lane highway here. I'd been going out that 2-lane road toward town, toward the cotton mill. And I see a tractor trailer coming toward me. And it scared me half to death. I'd pull up in a driveway far enough to where I knew if he ran out of the road, he couldn't hit me.
Come on.
I knew if he did, he'd knock me all the way into hell.
You're right.
I was in bad shape.
Bless you, Lord.
19 years.
So
I ain't afraid to go to sleep. Yeah. Afraid I'd wake up in hell.
Yeah,
come
on.
Oh,
bless the Lord.
I first started preaching, I was foolish enough to ask God to give me a glimpse of hell. I laid there for 6 hours and could not go to sleep.
Crazy.
And I woke up and said, Lord, I'm sorry. And my ignorance and foolishness for asking such a stupid thing.
Yes, sir.
Lord, I don't even want to see anything of that awful place. Amen. I don't even want to look into it. I don't want to glimpse it. How awful that is. I can't imagine what hell is going to be like.
Amen.
Oh, that's the Lord.
Back in 2003, I was burning the brush pile.
Yep.
I was in a hurry. And had some things I needed to do, and I was in a hurry. Poured some gas on that thing.
Oh, man.
I put some paper, you know, newspaper wadded up across there. And I don't light it on this side, and I poured the gas on that side. Oh, you know, I'm going to get that thing lit in a hurry. We're going to get going here. It's a low-lying day, and the clouds is hanging low. Poured that gas on that thing, and I didn't know it, but in gas fumes, it kind of just hovered in around that brush pile. So when I lit that match, that thing blew up on me like a bomb.
Oh, man.
Burned me up. My face was burnt. Hands were burnt all the way up to my elbows. Eyes were scorched. Whites of my eyes were scorched dark brown. I inhaled it in the flames. It scorched the insides of my lungs to where I was puking blood for days. I wiped it off. I thought I was still on fire when I wiped it off. All the skin on my nose just peeled completely off and rolled across here. There's a place right in there somewhere. I think it's about right there. I can't hardly feel it. It ran. It melted. There's a spot about that big, bro.
Oh, man.
It melted and ran like wax down my jaw. My lips were melted together. The fire just went and it's gone. Boy, it destroyed me. My hair was burnt all the way around. The insides of my ears were burnt. I was burnt up.
Yeah,
went to the hospital. There's this old male nurse in there in the emergency room. My wife says every time I see him, I call him Doc. And I forgot I'd seen him before. I didn't remember him. He come in there and he's trying to put IV in the back of my burnt up hands. He's trying to get that IV in there. I reached out there and I grabbed him by the arm. I said, Doc, do you go to church? He said, no. I said, where do you live? My wife said, you've asked him that 4 times. Every time you go in the emergency room, every time you're around him, you ask him where he lives and where he goes to church at. I said, well, I don't remember it. God knew I didn't remember. I wasn't trying to just aggravate him. Here's what I told him. I said, Doc,
Look at me. That's one split second in the flames.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what hell's going on.
Come on,
Bishop. That old Junker started shaking. He couldn't even hold the needle still. He got up and ran. And some old lady come in there. I hadn't seen that guy. I don't know what happened to him. I don't know if he quit his job. I don't know what happened. I hope he got saved.
Yeah.
But I told him, I said, if you go to hell, this ain't nothing compared to what you're going to be like.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the screaming in hell today?
Come on, preacher.
Can you imagine the screaming?
Come on.
Can you imagine King Agrippa saying, almost, almost, almost. Can you imagine hearing Judas in the distance, I've been trying to supply.
Oh,
but imagine the mamas whose names will be used in profanity.
Yes.
Because they wouldn't teach their children right.
Come on.
And show them the ways of God.
Come on, preacher.
Oh, that's his one.
Columbus. You imagine the compromising preachers that are now cursed in hell tonight. Because they wouldn't preach anymore. That awful place called hell. I'm going to tell you something tonight. There is a place called hell. It's a real place. With real fire. Where there were not God. Neither is a fire quench. Where there's real people that are burning in everlasting torment.
Am I?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's the one.
You don't want to go there.
No.
Listen. No. You ever been born again?
That's the least
you know. You know you got a place.
Come on, preacher.
That preacher preached to you yesterday. Why lay in my bed that morning? I couldn't sleep. We live about a mile, almost a mile from the church.
Oh.
I miss them old church bells. You don't know why?
Yeah.
Because that morning I was laying in that bed trying to sleep, walking that pillar to death. And I heard that church bell ringing in the distance. I've heard that church bell a thousand times. All my life I've heard that church bell. I've heard it, I know what it sounds like. It always sounds something like this. Ding dong, ding dong. But that morning it was a sounding a little different. It sounded a little more like, come home, come home. And God, I was a waller, and I was a fret, and I was a friend. I was in bad shape, fightings and fears, and doubts and trouble and torment all over me. I didn't rest that day. God, I tried to eat lunch. I couldn't eat no bite. Mama said, what's the matter with you? Daddy made some jokes about me being lovesick or something. But he didn't know how bad a shape I was in. I'm a bad guy, that preacher priest. I realized I never repented of my sin.
Come on.
And I've lost my fortune in the family of God.
Right.
Born again.
That's it, Lord.
You know you're born again. My wife's great grandma's about to point of death. She's in the rest home. We went to see her. She's still in her right mind, but she's kind of on oxygen and ventilator stuff. She's still able to talk. My wife said, you know, I've never heard. She said, I can tell by the way she lives and how she is, the good, sweet spirit about her. But I've never heard her really tell about what she got saying.
Well, brother,
I said, I'll bring you a video camera and we'll find out.
Ooh.
She stood there with it and she started filming. I sat down beside Grandma. I mean, a sweetheart, but one of the sweetest women you ever known in this world. I sat down and I said, Grandma, do you remember when you got saved? She said, oh, honey, I do. Thank God. I never heard her shout before. She said, oh, honey, I remember. He said, I was 13 years old, I think. She said, we was having a revival meeting down at the church house. And said, Daddy wouldn't let us wear shoes when we walked to church. Then we had to wait till we got to the churchyard to put them on. And I had my shoes hanging over my shoulder. And we was walking down the road. And we'd been in revival meeting all week. week. That said, I got in trouble. And I was under conviction. And on the way to church that night, I said, Daddy, I'm lost and I'm going to hell. And Daddy said, all right, honey, we'll be in church in a little bit. He just gonna see how bad you want it. And she said, we said, thank God. I said, Daddy, can we pray here? He said, I'm the open to say that. And you got born again. Hey, hey. You better know. You better know.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, God help us. My granny, I told you about my granny.
Bless the Lord.
I was in Texas when she passed
bless
off.
The Lord.
I wish I could have been there.
Bless the Lord.
When I got home, we sat down around granny's table. And I was sitting in the chair beside where Granny always sat. When she'd read the Bible to us and pray over that chair, pray over it while she done it. And my daddy said, have you seen the video? I said, what are you talking about? They brought me a phone. Somebody videotaped it where Granny passed off. And what happened for 2 days in the hospital, she'd been there where her eyes was rolled back in her head and mouth, you know. Got that day, y'all know what it looks like.
Yeah.
She's gone.
Mm-hmm.
She's gone. Said the preacher come and took my daddy and my oldest brother out on the balcony there and they prayed. Said there's a talking, said there's a praying, said all this time we've been singing, you know. And I said we've been singing around her bed, just singing, you know, just waiting for the pastor. All we knew it's coming. Said, when we got done praying, we walked back in there and went in the room. Said about that time. So you gotta know my granny every year at Thanksgiving. She'd gather us all in there to eat and she'd say, I just want to thank God. She'd just go to thanking God for her children and her grandchildren. I'm thankful, boy. I can tell you about some of what she'd say every year. I'm thankful all of you's in church. I'm thankful there ain't none of you in jail. And I'm glad there ain't none of you in hell. She said, all of you still are trying to go the right way. Said, I'm thankful for you every night. I will never want to have you. I'm thankful for how good God's been to me. Turned out her husband died when she was in her early 40s. And she never would call again. She said, well, ain't nobody gonna be like you, Papa. I said, I'm still living in a wheel till the day I die. And yeah. She said, I'll just be married to Jesus the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of how she was. But she loved her Bible, loved her prayer place. A godly woman. And Dad said, we walked back in there after praying. And said, Granny, shut up. And every time after she'd get done at Thanksgiving, she'd say, anybody else need to say anything? And some other say, well, I won't thank God for this or that. So Granny did that. She sat up in her bed and she looked around. She said, anybody else want to say anything? And this was the video. And they were singing. She just sat up. Said, anybody else need to say anything? And all of them started saying, we love you, Mama. We love you, Granny. We love you, you know. And all this. We love you. We'll see you in the morning. And Granny just starts looking way past me, you know. She forgot there was even married. She said, oh, youngins, so much to see. Jesus in all His glory. In all His glory. In all His glory. And she said, hallelujah. Thank God, Jesus in all His glory. In all His glory. And then she said, well, I'm wore out. I guess Jesus had to finish His prayer. And she closed her eyes and went on to me.
Oh, yes, sir.
Thank God. I wish I could have been there.
Ooh.
But I'm going to take some.
Possible.
One morning I'm going to see Granny again.
Yeah.
Amen. She ain't what makes it happen. But I'm looking forward to seeing her again.
Yeah.
Not a papa over there, never did mean. Grandma and grandpa, my mama's side. Good godly folk. Thank God, Granny, Grandma, Cheryl, on that side too. Thank God. Papa, pray. Hole in the sky. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Looking forward to it.
Bless you,
Lord. Going to be a reunion day one day.
Yes, sir. Bless you, Lord.
Are you going to get to go with us?
Bless you, Lord.
I'm going to check out here Wednesday morning. I got a head south of here. On down Florida. You know what? I may not never see any of y'all.
down here. But can I say I see you? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, well, that's what I told my wife. I said, honey, if I don't make it back, I'll be waiting on you.
Uh-huh.
I love that woman. I'm looking forward to spending eternity with her. And I'm going to tell you, she ain't going to make you happy.
No. Right. Bless you, Lord.
Come on, Lord.
Oh, right. All opportunity.
Come on, yeah.
Come on, Lord.
Bless you.
Bless him, Lord.
But Jesus won't make you
Just
said, take your 12 stones out of there and remember out of every tribe of stone and said, put them over there where we're going to camp. And then Joshua, I didn't read all this, but then Joshua goes down in there and he set 12 stones up in the river.
Right.
I think, Brother James, if I didn't stay home, those 12 stones down there in the river, when that river has stood up on its banks. No. Those 12 stones represent Christ.
Yeah.
Because when they all crossed over, and the Ark of the Covenant, the priests come up out of there, and Pharaoh and his army come in, the waves, all of that river that had stood up on the right, he comes crashing down on top of those stones. I think them stones in the river represent Christ.
Yeah.
Under the judgment of God upon our sin. And you see them 12 stones, they ain't still standing.
No.
In the
Lord.
They were smashed and crushed.
Right.
Scattered. That's what happened to Christ on the cross.
Yeah.
Under the judgment hand of a holy God. His wrath come down upon his own son. Upon our sin. Because he became our sin. He that knew no sin. And the judgment hand of God came down and said it pleased him to bruise him.
Yes, sir.
That's the Lord.
But then those stones that he took up out of the river represent us.
Bless you, Lord.
That was pulled up out of the way of judgment.
Yeah.
That's pulled up out of the way of sin and wrath and the wrath of God. No stone sat over there. He said, when your children ask you, what mean you about this stone? Then ye shall answer them that the Lord delivered us and got out of the hand of Egypt and out of Pharaoh's hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Thank you. You got something to tell your children? You got something to tell your grandchildren?
Oh.
You better have a story.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, well, I ain't going to try to preach the rest of it. I'm just going to stay right there. Thank God. I was going to try to preach about it. Amen. The stones of renewal were when Jacob come back to Bethel and set back up that pillar and that stone, you know, that stone of renewal. Well, I'm glad to roll down to Moab. Ain't one way street you can't come home if you want to.
Yeah.
I'm glad you don't have to die in the whole pen. You can get back to the Father's house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go over and talk about the stones of reaching Canaan and being filled with the Holy Ghost. Don't get nervous on that. Amen. Amen. This right here, any man that calls himself a preacher that does not have the anointing of the Holy Ghost on him. Hallelujah. If you've been preaching very long, friend, you're turning papers in.
Yeah.
Call them. He don't quit.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
hey, Mama, you don't have to be a preacher to get filled with God.
Amen.
Or to get full of God. Or just sell out. Or just give it all out. Or just sell it all out. Say, Lord, here I am, lock, stock, and barrel. I don't need nothing this world got to offer. I just want you, Lord.
Amen.
Then I was even going to try to talk about some of them stones of rejoicing. Over in 1 Samuel chapter 7, where some of them missed, but when they'd already lost the battle of the Philistines, God's there and lost the Ark of the Covenant there. But over in 1 Samuel chapter 7, thank God, that ain't my time to be talking. Over in 1 Samuel chapter 7, ain't God because of the man of God came back about God come through there with mighty thunders and defeated and discomfited the enemy. And God, they won the battle there. Hallelujah, he set up a stone.
Yeah.
And called it Ebenezer.
Yeah.
Hitherto the Lord hath helped us. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank God I got some songs of rejoicing where the Lord's done mighty things in my life.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I ain't got time to preach all that.
Bless you, Lord.
I just want to talk about stone to repent.
Good job.
Come on, preacher.
Bless you.
Oh, bless you. Oh. Have you ever set up a memorial somewhere? Young lady, listen to me right fast. Ma'am, I feel like I'm talking to somebody tonight.
You are. You are.
In particular.
There's somebody.
In particular.
Oh.
Bless you.
And you down in the deep of your heart, and with judgment day on us, say, I know I have a place where God saved me, made a new creature out of me.
Yes.
All things are passed away. All things are become new. Can you say it beyond any shadow of doubt? Can you? Can you deny? While we stand all over the house, as far as I know, I think I'm doing what God wants me to. I sure didn't preach what I thought it would, but I just settle in right there where God wants me. Mind the Lord. Hey, somebody needs to come tonight.
Yeah, come on, brother.
I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd quit battling all them doubts. Hey, I'm going to tell you, if any one of y'all need to pray, we don't.